This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado's Labor Department is delaying a jobs report over concerns that its data is not reliable. The federal government called the data into question in March. Officials say they will publish the data in the next couple of weeks. They blame employer confusion around a new system for the delay. Also pushed back is the annual reopening of Independence Pass. The road will not open in time for travelers around Memorial Day. Transportation officials say 3 feet of snow that fell earlier this month will delay the opening of the road that connects Leadville and Aspen. They hope to have the pass ready by June 1st. That's if there's no more snow. Colorado Springs today becomes the first city in the state to deploy a team of specially trained medics. They will provide whole blood transfusions to people critically injured in accidents before they get to the hospital. Dr. Matthew Angelides is the co-chief medical director for the Colorado Springs Fire Department.
The number one most common reason for you to die in this country under the age of 46 is hemorrhagic shock or bleeding to death. We know from our research in Colorado Springs that on average, once every 48 hours, a citizen in our city bleeds to death before they get to the hospital.
The program will use two specially equipped vehicles that will be dispatched automatically to certain types of accidents. Clear Creek County will launch a similar program soon. In Fort Collins, a rare corpse flower is set to fully bloom. Conservationists estimate there are fewer than 1,000 corpse flowers in the wild. CSU calls its plant Cosmo. Corpse flowers partially bloom once a year, but this Saturday, CSU expects Cosmo to fully bloom and reveal a massive red flower bulb. The bloom could last 2 days, and visitors might be aware the corpse flower gets its name because it smells like decaying flesh to attract certain pollinating insects. CSU's conservatory will stay open to the public until the bloom ends. Fort Collins and Metro Denver in the 70s this afternoon. Same for Grand Junction. This is CPR News.